Back on Auburn's first and Auburn's favorite sports talk show, this is Sports Call. Tiger 95.9 FM and the Tiger Communications app. J.J. Jackson here with Tom Peavy, Javon Cutler, and Bill Bailey. Excited to be with you on this Monday. Hope that everyone had an outstanding weekend. As we want to take this opportunity to go to our Auburn Bank phone line. Auburn Bank, your hometown bank for over 110 years. Visit them online at auburnbank.com for more information. Your partner, your neighbor, your friend, member FDIC, equal housing lender. As we go to that phone line, and a good friend of the program. It's been a while since we got a chance to chat with him, but that changes today as we are excited to welcome in Bill Bender from Sporting News here with us on the program today. Bill, greetings. Thank you for the time. How are you doing?
Yeah, like I said, I'm your producer. I've got a car full of Little Leaguers right now, so we're going to try to keep them as quiet as possible. But good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt about that. Little Leaguers and some college football. What a great combination we've got here on the program today. As Bill, we look at what's happening in the college football world. Obviously, having made it through last year with all the COVID-19 deals that teams had to put up with and that sort of thing, but a proposed 12-team college football playoff, what did you think of the proposal?
Well, I mean, it came out of nowhere a little bit, but obviously they had had that plan for a while. It's definitely the most inclusive playoff plan possible. I mean, you're going to get the group of five involved. You're going to get more at-large teams. That probably means more SEC teams, more Big Ten teams, but at first glance, I didn't like the idea of 12, but the way they've constructed this plan, I'll come around to it, but there are still some flaws in the plan.
And Bill, what are your thoughts about the lesser-known teams like the Cincinnati's and UCF's? How do you see them gaining an advantage with this 12-team playoff system?
Well, I mean, they're included. I mean, that's the basis of the advantage. I mean, when you go back to 2017, UCF felt like they were a national championship team. Cincinnati last year, I thought they deserved to be in that final discussion. Now, they did the right thing by taking Notre Dame over them, but, you know, last year, Cincinnati and Coastal would have been playoff teams. I think that's pretty cool. But on the flip side, you're asking Cincinnati now to go out and beat, if it were last year, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson. I mean, they're not going to be able to beat all four of those teams. They might get one or two, but that's kind of the drawback of this. Little for them to win than an 18 plan would have done.
We're talking with Bill Bender from Sporting News here on Sports Call. And Bill, obviously with us being here in Auburn, we want to talk a little bit of Auburn Tigers. Main thing, what is your take on the Brian Harsin hire? Is it a good hire, mediocre hire, bad hire? Where do you see Auburn going forward with Harsin at the helm?
I mean, outside the box, it's TBD. I mean, you look at his track record at Boise State, he had a good offensive line, he had good skill position players, pretty good quarterback play, and you know, it was time for a different set of eyes. I don't even worry about that part so much as, you know, as you guys know from living down there, it's all about recruiting. And you can have a top 10 class and still have a bad day in the SEC in recruiting. And that's why you got to watch that over the next several years. How do they recruit against an Alabama, a Georgia, and, you know, LSU, Texas A&M? And that's going to be the biggest challenge. We do have Auburn in our top 25, but I think they're one of five SEC West schools in the top 25. That's how hard that division is.
Bill Bender from Sporting News joining us here. You can follow him on Twitter at BillBender92. A little bit more on that Brian Harsin hire at Boise State. I mean, how caught off guard were you, Bill, by this hire? Because certainly here, feet on the ground, we did not see a name like that coming along.
I mean, Hugh Freeze was mentioned. There were other names mentioned, but I think, you know, obviously Harsin did something that impressed them. And he had been a guy over the last couple of years as a group of five coach that maybe he's not the flashiest name, but he's definitely a guy that had attracted attention. And then by the wins and losses, he's done a fantastic job at Boise State. So I think it's just going to come down to personality and fit and how there is something to, and I'm an Ohio guy, and we know that. I mean, there's something to that idea that he's not an SEC guy or a Big Ten guy. You see that sometimes, but I think if they give him a chance, he'll do just fine.
Tell Talking with Bill Bender here on this Monday edition of Sports Call. Bill, I'd like your perception, I guess, of college football in general when you look at conference to conference. You know, you mentioned Auburn and the tough schedule, and, you know, they are ranked in the top 25, but there seems to be this great divide in a lot of college conferences. You know, the Big Ten normally has Ohio State and whoever else wants to join them for that season. The Pac-12, you know, tries to find someone to fit in there each year. Oklahoma is there, and then maybe another in the Big 12. In the SEC, you have, obviously, you have Alabama, you have Georgia, and then there's kind of that second tier underneath them. I mean, how big is the divide in your estimation in the SEC right now between, like, the top and the bottom?
Well, there's a divide, and you guys aren't going to want to hear it, between Alabama and everybody else.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Alabama is its own planet. It's to the point where they're not even really an SEC school. They just have dominated the sport for this long, and Saban's extension probably going to continue that for a while. Second-tier SEC is probably, going into this year anyway, I think it's probably Georgia, and then everybody else. You never know. I mean, Florida could be really good, but they've got a lot of skill position guys that are gone. Texas A&M, everybody loves what they have coming back, but they have a new quarterback as well. You look at LSU, coming off a horrible season by their standards. Quarterback, a lot of talent. And Auburn, same deal. Auburn has a quarterback working in their favor. And I think the question with Brian Harsin is, does a new set of eyes bring out the best in Bo Nix? Because you guys have seen the best, you've seen the worst, you've seen in between. And if Bo Nix has a veteran season around that offense, I mean, that's something to build on.
And speaking of SEC Western teams, Bill, how do you see Ole Miss faring this year? They've been a team that perhaps could be trending toward a 9, potentially 10-win team this year.
Well, I think they're the team to watch just because the high social media value of having Lane Kiffin as your coach, one of the best offenses. They do have, statistically, the best returning quarterback in the SEC. And the way they were able to score so many points. Now, the problem with Ole Miss is they can't stop anybody. So I think that's going to lead to them being arguably the most entertaining team of the year because they're going to play a lot of high-scoring games. Will they win all of them? No. But there's that chance that Ole Miss can come out and maybe knock off one of those teams they shouldn't, and that'll throw a wrinkle into the college football playoff.
Bill Bender joining us here from Sporting News on the program. Bill, when we take a look at some of the major awards in the sport, again, a kind of a way too early look at this as we're a couple of months away from the start of the season. College football is now without Trevor Lawrence as he's gone on to the NFL and was always the biggest name in the sport in a lot of regards. Who are going to be some of those names? I guess the Heisman favorites would be the best way to phrase this one.
Well, I mean, Spencer Rattler steps into a really talented team in Oklahoma. They've got a ton of skill position talent, too, and they're going to score a bunch of points. And Oklahoma has two Heisman winners in the last 4 years. So between Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and now Spencer Rattler, he'll be in that mix. I think Sam Howell at North Carolina is a name to watch just because he's done it for two straight seasons. And then it opens up. I mean, you guys said it. Trevor Lawrence, without him there and his star power in the sport, we are kind of looking for that guy that's not just a star, but has, I don't want to say flash, but there isn't a guy in college football this year that universally everybody knows about, and that's what's gone with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields.
We mentioned the proposal for the 12-team playoff. The next steps, obviously the committee's going to come together, and I would guess vote on this bill. What does that look like for this to actually become a thing where we will expand to 12 teams from here? Because, like you said a little bit earlier, we were all kind of caught off guard that all of a sudden this proposal was out there and made.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't have showed their cards if they weren't going to push the chips in. I think that's the plan. I mean, they didn't even try trial balloon an 18 plan, which we all assumed was going to be the thing. So I think we're going to 12. It's just a matter of when. And you know, from the comments last week, Bill Hancock, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, said at least for the next two seasons, we are going to have four teams. We're probably going to have the same four teams. And then we can look at expansion once they get the logistics behind that. And I think it's coming. And they could, I mean, at the end of the day, as you guys know, what is it really about? Is it about parity? No. Is it about conference strength or the group of five inclusion? No, it's not money. They're going to make more money. They're going to make TV money. More people are going to watch it. More people will be interested in it. And for a sport that's had the same teams, you know, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, over the last couple of years, I think it's something that the sport will probably need.
We know that you've got to get going with the Little Leaguers there on hand with you, and we really do appreciate the time here today, Bill. But let our listeners know, again, a little bit more about your work. You can follow them on Twitter at BillBender92 and maybe some of the stories that you've got coming out in the near future.
Well, I mean, the first priority right now, I've got Harrison, Sam, and Grant in the car here, and we're going to go beat the Licking Valley Dirtbags. That's going to happen in about an hour. And then when we're done doing that, I'll get home and write about the we've got the top 25 quarterbacks coming out this week, and maybe you guys and we can talk about that here in the coming weeks, and we'll have bull projections and everything else. It's an exciting time.
Awesome. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
And no problem, guys. Thank you.